you shall not kill your children for fear of want. For it is we who provide sustenance for them as well as for you. Surely, killing them is a great blunder. You shall not commit adultery. Surely it is a shameful deed and an evil way, opening the door for other evils. You shall not kill anyone whom Allah has forbidden, except for just cause under the law. If anyone is killed unjustly, we have granted the right of retribution to his heirs. But let him not carry his vengeance too far in killing the culprit through taking the law into his own hands, as he is supported by the law. You shall not go near the property of an orphan, except with the good intention of improving it until he attains his maturity. You shall fulfill your pledges. Surely you shall be held accountable for your pledges. You shall give full measure when you measure, and weigh with even scale. This is the best way, and will prove to be the best in the end. You shall follow not anyone blindly in those matters of which you have no knowledge. Surely the use of your ears and eyes and the heart, all of these shall be questioned on the day of judgment. You shall not walk arrogantly on the earth, for you can neither rend the earth asunder nor attain the height of the mountains. All these and their evil aspects are hateful in the sight of your Rabb. This is but a part of the wisdom which your Rabb has revealed to you. Do not associate other deities as objects of worship, lest you should be cast into hell, blameworthy and rejected. What? Has your Rabb preferred to give you sons and adopted angels as daughters for himself? Certainly, you are uttering a monstrous statement.